Okay, the protocol for the meeting this evening is we'll do old business and then we'll do new business. The staff will introduce the application. The applicant or his representative will briefly introduce their request. I ask that no one in the general audience direct any comments to the applicant without going through the board. Sufficient time will be given for those that are wishing to speak. After the comments, the administrative staff will read any written correspondence not in our packets. Then we will close testimony and the board will deliberate. The duties of the Board of Adjustment are quasi-judicial in nature and twofold. Number one, to hear and decide requests for variances from the county's official control. Number two, to hear and decide appeals and review administrative decisions relating to the county's official control. All decisions of the Board of Adjustment in granting or denying shall be final, except that any person shall have the right to appeal the decision within 30 days to the district court. Questions regarding the appeal process can be discussed with the administrative staff after this meeting. At this time, I'll have my Vice Chair, Mike Sharp. He'll read aloud the guidelines of the Minnesota statutes this board must follow in order to support or deny any variance. Please turn off all electronic devices. Mike?
Yep. Minnesota Statute 394.27, Subdivision 7, Practical Difficulties. The Board of Adjustment shall have the exclusive power to order the issuance of variances from the requirements of any official control, including restrictions placed on nonconformities. Variances shall only be granted when they are, one, in harmony with the general purposes and intent of the official control, and two, when the variance is consistent with the comprehensive plan. Variances may be granted when the applicant for the variance established that there are practical difficulties in complying with the official control. Practical difficulties as used in connection with the granting of a variance means that, one, the property owner proposes to use the property in a reasonable manner not permitted by an official control. Two, the plight of the landowner is due to circumstances unique to the property not created by the landowner. And three, the variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the locality. Economic considerations alone do not constitute practical difficulties. Practical difficulties include, but are not limited to, inadequate access to direct sunlight for solar energy systems. Variances shall be granted for earth and shelter construction as defined in Section 216C06, Subdivision 14, when in harmony with the official controls. No variance may be granted that would allow any use that is not allowed in the zoning district in which the subject property is located. The Board of Adjustments may impose conditions in granting of variances. A condition must be related to and must bear a rough proportionality to the impact created by the variance.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Okay, under old business, Kyle, we have one applicant that tabled last month.
We have one applicant, yes. Some lovely folks from Bad Medicine. I still haven't completed my English major. I met with them and told them, apologize, I can't pronounce that. But if you want to try, Roger, you can probably get it.
Yeah. You're putting me on the spot now.
Hi, welcome.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
We just decided, like, from last meeting.
You want to speak into the microphone, please?
Yes. Last meeting, we were just asking about that to the side, we decide completely skip it and just go back. Just go straight behind our, our cabin and just go straight back.
You're gonna go straight.
If we could like add it, you know, just
and
back.
I had those two pictures and I'm not sure exactly which one do you have available. This was the original one that you discussed last time.
It was like adding.
This is kind of towards the lake. So we were kind of expanding
to the
in the zone that was the closest to the lake, but we kind of scrapped that one, and we would be adding
just behind
the cabin away from the lake.
From the lake.
Okay. So you're going to raise the foundation?
You know,
we would raise the cabin to build the foundation to put the old structure and the new structure on it. There is of course slope, so there will be some balance between the lakeside and between the I call it the well side because there's a well behind the cabin. and we had to stay from that well as well.
What happened? So, we had like the guy who was over there for, we got estimate for lifting and putting back. And first lifting was like about 1/4 of the price. And second back, it doesn't go back because our cabin is a sideway. It would go to the property, almost to the property of our neighbor. You know, so it would have to just completely turn, and it was difficult. He said that it would be really difficult. Plus, we have to just take out so many trees if we don't go this way. And other thing, what it saved us, we have still a well over there, which would stay, and our septic, which would stay.
What are the dimensions of the structure that you're going to add to the back?
We originally put like 20 feet, and maybe if we will put like maybe 5 feet or 4 feet more.
It's basically extension of the entire cabin away from the lake. So if this is the existing structure, we would be adding about 20, 25 feet back away from the lake.
Okay.
You can share the picture if you want.
Where's the proposed basement part?
We don't plan like basement, like walk-in basement. We just saw that if we will lift it, just put like the mechanical just stuff like this, water softener and just this under us. That was all.
At this point, the cabin, that crawl space is sitting about 14 feet above the water level. I surveyed that last week. And then there is about 3.5 feet skirt when the cabin starts, actually, so it's already cutting the slope. So I think that it's a 4 feet is a required depth for the foundations or whatever would be put over there so that we can build on it. That space would be used storage for kayaks, whatever, because we would be over there, we would have to dig in on the other side. On the other one, we would have to cut in the slope, and I think overall height, if height would be a concern, we can change the pitch of the roof of the new structure. Anything that would kind of meet your approval.
So you got a 4 foot crawl space now that you were in there?
Yeah, I would say it varies there because it's more towards the lake. The way that they dug it out, I would say what I call away from the lake is probably 2.5 feet. By the lake is maybe 4, 4.5. And I would just, like I told these people, I say, to me when I seen it, I'm like, instead of moving it, which would be what I'm calling probably northwest is what they'd have to do with the way their lot lies in there, they would be taking out a boatload of trees in order to move it back. So like I said, if you just lift it up in place, put the foundation in, and like I told them, I said, I think the board would more pallet not adding on to the lakeside. If you're going to put on an addition, put it to the back, make it modest, be sure and, you know, make sure you don't infringe upon your neighbor with going too tall on the height. As long as they didn't have an issue, I said, I think that's a reasonable request.
Well, they're going to have to raise the cabin if they go back because the elevation changes.
Well, we were thinking that we will just go like, we'll have a little bit raised, but we will do like steps a little bit in the middle for addition, you know, and add it like.
You're right. At this point, the way it seems to me was built, I think it's 78, they just basically tackled that far away from the site is sitting almost on the ground and those blocks. And then whatever the slope allowed them, they did those 4.5 feet towards the lake was raised on those blocks that are spaced about 8 feet. Every 8 feet, there is kind of that concrete blocks from metal.
Center blocks is really what was under there. It's basically just center blocks is what they've got just sitting on.
So. There's nothing in it, and just the only wooden skirt. An additional thing that would change is there is that wood shed plus kind of original storage space sitting behind the cabin. That structure is, I think, was about 15 times 16 feet. We would take that down because that we have kind of garden stuff, lawnmower, ladders, kind of in it that would go under the cabin.
No.
Pardon?
Impervious surface is not an issue.
No, not an issue. No.
My question still is, how high are you going to have to lift it to get to grade in the backside if you move back 20 feet?
I don't think it would have to be much more than about 2 feet more than what it is right now. Obviously, I didn't have a laser out there, but if he's only going 20 feet, it really doesn't start to rise until you get further back, that closer to the well.
Behind the well.
Yeah. Where behind the well is where it really starts to come up.
Yep.
How far is the well from the house?
You suppose it's now 50 feet?
Yeah. It will be about 30, 31.
Plenty of room there, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Plenty of room. I mean, there's a reason we have an ordinance to push these houses back from the lake when they rebuild or a model. This is a perfect example, I think, for a house that should be moved back, in my opinion. And monetary isn't an issue here. We all know that.
If it will shift it back, we will lose as well. You know, and...
Well, you won't lose your well. You just said it was 50 feet.
No, 50 feet.
From existing structure.
If we want to put it back, we will be exactly in the middle.
I did meet with them and give this some more thought as well. And if... I think they can technically lift that house up and pour that wall as long as it's not livable space. Under a definition I found for non-conforming structures, an enlargement or increase in dimension, size, or area resulting in an increase in a livable area. So basically, if it's what it says is a change in roof pitch or structure height are not expansions as long as they don't increase livable space. So that's not, if we deem it not livable, what you're considering then is the addition, which would be approximately, how wide is your cabin?
36.
So then when we measured that wall yesterday, I think it was your front deck is how wide?
5.5 feet.
5.5 feet. So that would have been, you would have been at 56 plus 36. You'd be considering an addition at 92 feet. If we say that the area underneath is not livable, and at 4 feet in height, I can't say that that's livable.
Well, no, not livable. But there's a reason they have to have a variance.
That would be the addition. But it would be significantly less, because after Craig was there, we didn't get to meet together, and he's like, I think you should go look at this. So I did a little bit more figuring, a little bit more thinking. And if that's not livable, then...
Okay.
Yeah, the big picture on the lake there, and I totally agree what you're saying, but if they have to move it back again to the northwest, the distance that they'd have to do to make it so that it met all the requirements, all of those trees there are gone. And I look at them like, okay, that whole lake is pristine with all the trees around it. I think they'd be doing more damage personally to the aesthetics of the lake than if they just left it right where it's at.
Well, I'm not saying they have to move it back to meet the 100% setback. Certainly could get away from the lake. The deck, there's such a small area for their deck because they're right on the water, for goodness sake.
They're close.
Yeah.
This is 53, deck is 53 feet. And I think that my neighbor...
My concern was our neighbor, that she was kind of, I think, not very
she
happy
sent some
that he would be moving closer to her, because they are structured. Their view is basically to our cabin and through it to the lake.
I think that she sent some email or letter.
Yeah.
Here, so
in light of what Larry said, Craig, how far could they move back without impacting the trees significantly?
I don't know. I mean, to me, maybe 20 feet.
20 feet?
That, I'm guessing, because after that, I think you really start. You know, there was some large maple trees that were in there and other things, and knowing just what has to happen in any type of excavation when you start moving. They got to have room to maneuver it.
Pretty open there.
Yeah.
It's going to start coming out.
Yeah, it's open, but if you move it back,
but they have to go to the line. Other. They have to go this way,
Mike. Into the other property.
Because we are sideways. You know what I mean? If we will go back straight, we will go to neighbor.
Well, how close to the side property line would you be if you moved it back 20 feet?
But that's when they start waxing a lot of trees.
This one thing, I'm moving to neighbor.
Pardon?
I think if they go back 20 and then wanted their addition, the trees. If they went, there's, that space is there that would be occupied by their structure, and the expansion is what would cause the trees.
That would cause the issue.
Yeah.
And as well, when they dig up that well, which God knows, I mean, it's probably put in 50 years ago. I don't know how long it was.
You know what's happened? My neighbor is like this line, and our cabin is like that.
Right.
So if I will go back, I'm going to...
That's why they have to go to the northwest, I think, if they move back. And that's where the bulk of the trees were. In addition, they're going to tear up the septic, do all of that, which, again, it's going to do more disruption, I think, to the ground than just basically leaving it where it is.
You told us that you had to redo the septic system anyway, didn't you?
No, we don't need to do it now.
We don't need to do it for 9 years. Maybe last year. So, of course, the desire is not to put another 25, 30K into the mound system.
Yes.
That's what my wife says. but the issue is, we are not over there that often to justify a full-blown system like we are living 365 days a year over there. If this is kind of, we go there over weekends in the summer. I go there alone in the winter. And kids, grandkids are coming three, four times a year in the summer. So the current septic system and grain field is holding pretty well.
Any more questions of the applicant or the application?
I guess, what is your practical difficulty? I understand economic considerations and that sort of thing, but that's really not what we can't take that into consideration in our findings, but I'm just really struggling to find what the practical difficulty is here when you have a lot that's conforming, and I understand maybe some trees will be removed potentially, but...
We just grew up in this cabin with our kids, so it was a little bit more...
You don't want to build a lake hole. Modern new lake home. Just wanted to kind of preserve the feeling that it has now. So of course the nostalgia is another thing, no factor. But we might kind of twist it or do something. But what they told us, once we move kind of sliding back the entire structure, it probably will not survive it. Because the structure is probably 1978, so and we already kind of know some of those weaknesses that will have to be changed during that construction anyway. So,
and I don't know if you remember, just not to interrupt them, but the other aspect of it, Mike, kind of what you were saying, I did look at that. It's like if they just lift it up, they can jack it and kind of do the work right there. If they're going to get equipment in there with a house mover to get walking down, when I walk back out of there and seeing how many trees would have to come out to get back to the driveway, I'm like, okay, we're going to open this lot up to the point where all of a sudden it isn't kind of it doesn't fit the area. We always talk about the area and the locality. I'm always afraid they do more damage, Larry, than they would if we just left it there and just jacked it up and put it where it's at.
That's all there is to it. We got to do that.
Pardon?
You got to cut trees. I mean, that's
right.
That's what happens. You cut trees, but you plant trees too.
Okay, any other questions of the applicant? Any correspondence written?
No.
None?
No, we got that one. We got the letter the first time, I think.
Yep. Okay.
I think that my neighbor, she said that she sent email.
Yeah, the
was
first.
That before the last meeting?
No, it was now, she sent it like on Monday, she mentioned.
The gal whose name was on the letter said she didn't.
No, this was Carol Peterson. And she was opposing actually for moving back us because she doesn't want to lose like the view what she has now. So she said either keep it or don't move back, so.
Okay, no correspondence in the packets. We'll close testimony and the board will deliberate on the application. I'm hearing two thoughts here. One, we need to move it back some. The other, there's a lot of trees at stake, and that's an issue.
So that's like what Mike said, I don't see a practical difficulty here. I just don't.
Well, again, so let's just say you're considering only the addition. Would you have somebody move?
Pardon?
I'm just checking before.
Just a minute.
Vote. Okay.
If you're considering only the addition, would that, does that change anything when someone comes in and asks for? And I looked, it looks like the house is 20 feet wide, so it'd be a variance for 76 feet. In those cases, when people come in here and their houses are non-conforming and they ask for additions, right, do we grant them?
You know, I think that we do in a lot of instances, but though we're dealing with small non-conforming lots with issues, there's really no opportunity to do anything else. I mean, there is opportunities here to perhaps expand the setback or just meet the setback entirely. And normally we wouldn't basically make them tear down the house to do it, Mike, is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I understand that point too.
And again, if it wasn't there, if they came to the board tonight and they were asking to build there and do it,
no.
That was exactly what we would say. No, we're not going to do it. Because there's no reason.
Right.
But being it's already there and it's been there for a long time, I'm like, well, why change it? I'm afraid we do more damage to the lot into the locality than if we just say, okay, add on your addition and put a decent foundation so hopefully it stays there for the next 50 years and you don't have to redo anything else. That's my opinion.
But you know, if you keep on it, and you're never going to meet the intent of the ordinance if you keep doing this. That's my point. We're just never going to meet it, so let's just change the ordinance,
well,
allow the structures to be built where they're at, and let's get over it. We won't even have to come here to these meetings.
I agree with you 100%, Larry. That's.
I mean, really?
No,
and change the ordinance.
It's out of the shore impact zone. I don't know. I'm in line to approve.
Yeah. Well, I think there's two issues here that are.
Yeah, we can have disagreements. We can have different views.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So.
I guess with that, I would make a motion that we approve based on the fact that it is an existing structure. It's out of the shore impact zone, which we've always tried to achieve. Yep. And I think with their modified request, although the addition is back further from the lake, and just putting a decent foundation underneath of it, I think it's only going to make it better. And by doing that, we're going to minimize the impact to the area, the locality. Understanding, not ideal, but I think it's, if I was to survey the people on the lake, I think that's what they would want.
I'll second that motion.
Mr. Okay. Chair, I just want to confirm, as I mentioned when I was up there, it was 51 feet, and then that would be 56 feet for the existing cabin, and then the addition would be 72 if you would acknowledge that, those numbers.
So the distance is 51, 56, and 76.
And 70, yes.
Yep. You want to add those numbers to your motion? Yep. Okay. You're okay with that?
A second, yes.
51 okay. 51 for the deck?
Yep.
56 for the cabin?
Yeah.
Okay. What about water retention? Is that a factor there?
The biggest thing.
We didn't talk about that. They're open to French drains.
That's what I said. Having French drains added to the structure.
We'll
modify that to the motion to include water retention with French drains containing the water before it runs to the lake.
Okay. All right. Got a motion and a second. Any other discussion on the motion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. All those opposed? Okay. That motion passes 3-2. All right. Good luck.
Thank you. First application of new business is Bradley Cassette requesting an after-the-fact variance to construct a garage to be located at 90 feet from the ordinary high watermark, deviating from the required 100 feet, and 10 feet from the right-of-way, deviating from the required.
Okay.
Hi there.
Hi there. Welcome.
Thank you. Not sure if you guys can pull up what my lot looked like before I went ahead and put that concrete slab in there.
We certainly can, yes, sir.
But it had, my driveway came in and went way forward, and then it had these big boulders that went on both sides of the driveway and the front side of the driveway. And what I had done is I drew a line where the old driveway was in the front of it, and that's where I poured my concrete. And there was big boulders, or a bunch of little boulders, rocks, where I built that retaining wall to hold back. It would be the roadside of that little 4-foot wall in that concrete hold dirt back, rather than having all the rocks there, to just clean it up and make it look nicer. So my biggest thing is when I looked at it, I looked at the neighbors, how they were building. I didn't realize that two doors down from me, the road narrows to 33 feet versus the 66 where I'm at. And my 66-foot roadway, it starts on the edge of the roadway, it doesn't, and then it goes into my lot. It doesn't go from the center of the roadway, which I thought all roads were like that you don't measure from the center. So I find out I'm too close to the road and too close to the lake. My plans were down the road on taking that trailer out of there and moving and building next to the structure, moving the decks and making more of a, moving it back toward the garage that was going to be built. So so I just have more area in front of the lakeshore part to do more things.
So you're saying you're going to move the trailer back up basically?
Well, I'm not going to move the trailer. I would, if I build down the road is my plan, and take the trailer out of there is my plan. Down the road, I don't know when or what, or I don't have no immediate plans on doing it, but that was my thought process when I was placing this.
So with that in mind, what you just said, if you put up a garage here, can you get the trailer out of there without going into your neighbor's property?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
The garage is there.
Right.
The floor
is there. The
floor.
Yeah.
Oh, the floor. Just the floor.
Just the floor.
What's that?
Just the floor. The floor. I came in to do my building permit, and then I would got a lesson on what I did. So.
Had you got the site permit first off, you would have known what those rules were.
You're correct. Yeah, 100%. Yep. So, but I appreciate any kind of leniency. There's also a shed on the lakeside that I'm gonna, as soon as the ice comes on, I'm gonna remove it through the ice, off the ice, take it across the lake, and get rid of that shed completely.
The one that's down by the lift in the picture?
Correct. Yep. Yep. And then, just looking at, I looked at two doors down from me, there's a garage built really close to the road that they just got done finishing up, looks nice. And then two doors down the other direction to the north, there's another two garages. And of course, them are probably annexed in from
different time.
Yeah, they were been there for a while, so, but. I mean, I just look at it, in my opinion, it fits in the, it would fit in nicely on the.
Well, we'd like your permit to stand on its own merit. I mean, we'd compare it to, you can compare.
Yep.
And we like not to do that. I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yep, but that's all I got. I just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got a question on the 10 feet from the road right away there. Not a lot of distance. I mean, normally we grant 20.
The
is there
How are we going to get that back 10 feet?
20 is conforming.
Pardon?
20 is conforming.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We don't.
Right.
We don't grant form.
Right.
I'm further. I mean, the road. Like I said, the road right away. When I look at the road right away, I look at where the road center of the road is, and I'm. I think you guys have went out there, so I mean you can see where the road is compared to my garage. I'm a long ways away from the road. Considering the one that just got built two doors down from me, but the road right away changes there. I understand that, but
your road, sir, yeah, you're about 30 feet off.
And it's a dead end road. It's not like we're talking, you know.
Yeah, basically one lot down from it, jumped way in.
Yep.
Was there any comment from the township?
No, and when I'm looking here, you know, does that look like a road edge to you? Yeah. That'd be 44 feet. Yeah. The other thing is if the lake setback actually wouldn't be required if he attached this to the home that's there. The setback average off the two neighboring setbacks, and the setback would be 60 feet. But because it's a detached garage and both neighbors don't have detached garages, there's no lake structure. But if he attached it,
well, I look at it this way. If he'd have come in and got a site permit, applied for a variance, would we have granted this as a variance? Yeah. Absolutely would have.
Yeah, his lot depth is 130 feet. That's the practical difficulty. You take a 100-foot lake setback and a 20-foot right-of-way setback, and you're left with 10 feet. Right. If you're looking for a reason, it's.
I'm just saying.
Right.
You got to enter the garage on the west side?
Yep. Yep, the driveway was already there that I didn't want to do anything. Wanted to keep it as clean as I could, so I left the driveway on the north side. So I'm going to enter the driveway there and turn into my garage.
Any other questions of the applicant?
Going back to that shed you're looking at removing, would you be opposed to that being a condition if a variance was granted?
Absolutely. Okay. I expect it. So.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Any correspondence?
No, sir.
None?
None.
We'll close testimony then, and we'll deliberate on the request. Okay. I think you make a good point, Mike, if that shed was removed.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just to make sure it's they follow through on it, and I'm in favor of granting the variance.
Okay.
I can make a motion to approve. Based upon the following findings of fact, that it's in harmony with the purpose and intent of the ordinance and comprehensive plan, puts the property to use in a reasonable manner. There are circumstances unique to the property and its depth, and it's not going to alter the character of the locality. There's similar structures just down the road from him. So. And I'd like to make the condition that he remove that shed that's along the lakeside.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it with a volunteer to move the shed.
Pardon?
I say I'll second it with the condition to voluntarily move the shed because we can't dictate that.
Yep. Okay.
That's a good point to make.
So, second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, raise your right hand. Opposed? That's carried. Okay.
Thank you.
Next applicant, James and Pamela Mandrian, requesting a variance to construct a car park over existing impervious surface on a non-conforming lot, an existing impervious coverage of 27, deviating from 29.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yep.
The property had a lean-to or a carport on it prior to the Madridans purchasing it. My name's Tom Plankers, speaking on behalf of Jim and Pam. He wants to put a smaller carport in the place that the old carport was, but it exceeds 2% of the impervious surface.
I went over there and looked at it. I have no issue at all with it. It's an improvement for the area.
Right. Pretty black and white.
I did same. I had closed for me, so I ran over there and took a look at it. It's like, to me, it's, I totally agree.
Okay.
Looks like a big house getting built next to you there, huh?
There is a big house.
Yeah. Any correspondence written or?
No, sir.
None? Okay. We'll close testimony and deliberate.
Common sense, I think it's going to, like Larry said, only going to improve.
Yep.
The area.
I'd entertain a motion.
I'll move.
Okay, Larry?
That, and for the same reason, that it's in harmony with the area and the, or it fits within the area.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, Dale, second. Any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Post, that motion's carried.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep.
I was just wondering out loud, was it necessary if the impervious didn't change?
And it's over the 25. This is one of those things, like Larry said, it
should be changed.
Should be changed. Yeah. Same with $300.
Next applicant, Lance and Tammy Saylor. Requesting a variance to replace an existing dwelling and detached garage with a dwelling attached garage patio deck and porch to be located at 68 feet deviated from the required corner.
Good evening.
Luke, welcome.
Hi. Yeah, so I guess we're just planning on doing a new build here, so I guess I want to know my options and we're out. Structures that are there now are, like they said, 68 feet, so we're just going to take the structure down and build it in the same spot, I guess. And this is a very minor way, my contractor. So.
There are two cabins that are on the property right now. The new cabin is going to be 6 feet wider on both sides. We're going to put it in the same spot. So we're planning on going 6 feet on each side of the old cabin. And it basically has the same footprint as the two cabins over there. Mm-hmm. Basically plopped right on that same area.
So we were up there, and in your situation, I think differently than the one that was on Bad Med, because there really was no trees there. I didn't really see much for the way of all of this quote unquote elevation change. So I don't understand in your situation, especially when you are tearing them down, why they can't come back and meet the requirement.
We're doing a walkout basement, and if we pull it back, the elevation on the lake shore is really a slope.
Yep.
So if we did a walkout basement, what we're planning on doing, we're going to be taking the height down about 3 feet because the land taper is pretty good, and just get a nice slope walkout basement.
I don't know why you couldn't do that even if you move it back. Because
we're digging up another 35.
You want to build a tunnel, Craig? Yeah. You want to build it?
Oh, you want to build it all the way to the lake?
Which is even worse. Right.
That's worse.
Which is even worse.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a tunnel.
It's not a tunnel. It's a ditch.
Ditch.
Yeah.
Channel.
Which is kind of what we're trying to avoid is tearing out all those trees in the front of, you know, on the lakeside and making an area where the water wants to go. Our goal is to get you to eliminate doing that and to try and move it back.
So there is no practical difficulty then?
I didn't see on this one any practical.
You could move that back.
Yeah, I guess the reason I was.
And then you wouldn't need a variance, perhaps.
Right.
Correct.
Another 32 feet, I don't see it's going to change anything, and ideally it even gives you a little bit nicer front yard for the, you know, between you and the lake, and you got some beautiful trees there. It's like,
yeah, that's understandable. I just didn't know if we could keep the same footprint at all, and that's why we're here, I guess.
So the other structure is being removed.
There's two on the
two structures in the house.
Right, and there's only going to be one.
Correct.
So the one closest to the road is the one being removed. Not being replaced.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, and that's what I saw. Like I was just telling Kyle, some of those trees are in front of your house. They're very mature, big trees.
Most of those are dead. What's that? Those pines?
Pines are, but that maple isn't.
Oh, yeah, right.
And that would have to go in order for you to do this. So it's like, you would end up killing the tree, and legally you can't take that tree.
The elevation though we're taking out is not going to be the whole width of the house. It's just the front part of it.
Yeah, but you and I both know once you start digging down there, those trees, that root ball is out there, 90% of them you're going to kill if you do that. And it's just, I wouldn't be in favor of that.
What do you mean illegal to take the tree down?
Any tree within 50 feet of the lake that's bigger than 2 inches in diameter at 4 feet in height is
can't
be protected. Okay.
All right.
If it's dead, you can.
All right.
But if it's alive, it's prohibited to take.
So within the 50 feet.
Yeah. You can limb and stuff to get a better view, but.
No. Yeah. I'm just here to ask questions and see where we're at on this. So. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you got a beautiful lot. I mean. Gorgeous lot there. And I think if you move it back to 30 feet, take some of that fill, probably would be moving it to the west, because where it drops off anyway, I think it would be really nice.
The only problem is moving it back, which is not a huge deal, obviously, but we get pretty close to that spill bar, back of that garage. I don't even know if I can get through there. But
it's you would. We kind of walked it and looked at it, and I think you'd have plenty of room. Because all you got to do is 32 feet, you know, and currently there's some distance between the two buildings already.
Right. Right. So, I think it's within 20 or so feet between the back of the garage and that pole.
I think it's further than that.
It looks like the second structure is about 100 feet right now.
100?
Yeah, so you're building.
And how much distance from that to that shed that he's got back here? So there's a shop. Right
there. 100.
Yeah.
So your building setback would be at the front of the second cab.
Right.
That's where you're going to be.
But then you wouldn't even need.
No. You wouldn't need a permit. Wouldn't need a permit.
You wouldn't need a variance.
A variance.
We're at 86 feet from the front of the deck to the back of the garage.
Yeah.
So we're 15 feet from the pole shed.
So. I think you've got room to move back. I don't think you're showing any practical difficulty not to move back. And you would not need a permit if you chose to go that
direction. Need a variance.
Go that direction.
Building permit.
Yeah, building permit. But you wouldn't need a variance. Yeah, yeah. You need a building.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a...
I mean, you have variances for a reason, I guess, so I'm
right.
Like, I didn't know, at the time, I thought you could keep the same footprint.
You've got a nice piece of property there.
Thank you. No, I just assumed at the time we could keep the same footprint. I didn't know if you'd knock it out, back up that way. So.
You could keep the exact same footprint.
Well, it would have to be the exact same footprint.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah. You mentioned making it wider.
6 feet
so
wide.
So I see what you're saying. So you can actually rebuild, but it has to be...
In those exact same with shape
length. Yeah.
Yep. The old cabin is 40 feet and the new one is 52.
Yep.
So, are you in agreement to that then? Then what do we do with that? We.
I would say he just withdraws it.
This table, withdrawn, and then you can get a building permit and you start in the morning. Noon, maybe. Not.
All right.
Thank you.
If they stayed in the site, they still couldn't dig out to the lake for a basement walk up?
Not if those trees are there.
Just so you know that.
You might have to.
Well, I think we're going to go slab on grade then.
Two stories.
Slab on grade.
That'd be certainly fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
Moving along. Next applicant.
Assuming me.
Yeah, you're the only one left.
It's my fault there's no drawing in there, so I was just going to try and pull this up on a projection and give you a thumbnail on what Troy is doing. I'm
I've got some copies.
Yeah, why don't you just bring those up?
Well, I've got the drawing, but I just kind of wanted to show you on the lot what the.
Oh, yeah.
About all that. That's 3 acres.
We'll share it here.
Just end here. We're not going to replace that.
Okay.
He's just going to replace his end because that's the old part of the old building.
So this is basically what you're proposing is to replace the straight part, not the, I'll say the L part that goes out towards the lake?
Half of the straight part.
That's going to be taken out.
Okay.
Half.
Oh, that's going to be gone. It's just going to be this?
No. Half of the building running east and west,
yep,
the original one,
yep,
is getting cut in half
because
it's older.
Yep.
And they're going to expand that an additional
15 feet
to the west.
To the west.
Yeah.
So you're taking that old bar out? That.
Yeah. Sorry.
What are you thinking?
What would Elsie say? What would Elsie say about that?
I get mixed things on that.
No.
Yeah, there are just so many issues there, and I've been patching it for, you know, I've had it 10 years now, and
yep,
patching it, whatever. So I just think it's the best way to do it at this point.
I had to make that editorial comment.
So yeah, basically it's going to be a 15-foot addition, and then I wanted to match the other building, which is comes out 4 feet.
Closer to the road.
Yeah. Closer to the road, not to the lake. Yeah, the bathrooms are on the back side towards the lake. That will be eliminated.
Yep.
And we're putting the two bathrooms.
Are you ready there?
No, I'm not.
You're an audiovisual person?
Not yet. I'm not an English major or an IT guy, apparently.
You're not. You're fake.
That's why I'm a zoning guy. Couldn't do anything else.
Well, you did clear the room, I will say that.
Right.
So what's the thought on the water retention or prevention from going to the lake with the addition? You have any thoughts to it? Or?
Not really, but there's really no change. You know, we're not going any closer to the lake.
No, but you're just getting, it's part of the impervious coverage, you know.
Yeah.
That's something we normally look at when we're trying to evaluate these is anytime it is close, you know, either way it's still close to the lake and we're going above the impervious coverage. So usually when we get in that situation is when we usually try and say, okay, what can we do to try and help mitigate the water runoff going to the lake? So would you be opposed to putting some type of basically working with soil and water?
Soil and water is who I think they would need to work with.
Come up with a... some type of
a drainage plan.
Usually it's like French drains or things like that to try and keep the water from going to the lake is what we're looking at doing.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I just,
okay.
I wouldn't have a problem.
Not a problem
with that.
No. It's basically putting gutters on and trying to keep it so the water goes down versus just scooting to the lake as fast as it can when you get these huge storms like we've been having.
Yeah, and we'll be putting on all, you know, that too.
Okay.
New gutter systems and
So then it's just a matter of at the bottom of the gutter, it's changing from just basically a runout going out. You're basically just putting it into the ground.
Yeah.
That's really what we're at.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. I did that at my house as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the surface of the driving and parking area? Is that a problem?
Total area?
Yeah.
No,
it's a gravel or...
Oh, gravel.
But the gravel part?
Is it gravel all the way or...
Yeah.
Clay or...
I could have measured that, but I have never really...
No, it's gravel.
Okay.
There's no asphalt there.
There's no asphalt there in the hard surface.
Does that counts as impervious then? Or that?
Gravel, yes.
Yeah.
Because
it's packed.
Where does the... which way does it slope downhill?
That. Well, when they're, you know, the concrete guys and stuff, we're going to slope it towards the road, you know, for the parking lot, so all the water runs toward the end of the ditch, basically.
Is there a pipe underneath that west driveway?
A pipe?
Culvert?
Yes. Yeah.
So then it runs down the ditch and eventually gets to the lake anyway, right? when it going to the west?
Yeah, it will.
Well, I wouldn't think so, because
No.
There wouldn't be any runoff towards the lake, I wouldn't think, from the roadside. So is that what you're asking? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not. But if it goes underneath this driveway here, it's going to go down here and go through this neighbor's property head to the lake, is what we're saying.
Okay.
But there's only so much you can do about it. I mean, it is what it's going to be. But
that thing in invite?
I would say if we approve it, as long as you're okay with working with Soil and Water to come up with a water retention program, storm mitigation, that's what we're looking at.
Craig, would you be talking the whole site or just kind of the portion, the addition? All right, what are your thoughts?
I think we have the whole site. Stormwater management plan for the whole thing.
The whole, yep.
If he's going to do it and you're going to put on new anyway, that'd be the time to do it.
Yep.
And if anything, it's only going to improve it.
Yeah.
If you're willing to do it,
sure.
It's definitely not going to hurt anything.
Yeah.
Ditto. I think that's, huh?
Everybody's good with that? I would make a motion to approve.
Well, just a minute here. Are we waiting on?
I don't think it's going to, I can show you on, I'll just show each of you on your drawing.
Yeah.
So essentially.
All you're doing is basically doing this here, right?
Yep.
Where at?
So you see this little addition, there's a little L there?
Yep.
So that is going to match that line. So he's going to go 4 feet that way, 15 feet that way.
Yep.
Half of this is going to come down. That little bump out on the lakeside is not going to be rebuilt.
Okay. Thank you.
This is the bump out.
That little bump out there is going to be removed. He's going to match.
We'll take that bump out.
He's going to go 4 feet this way.
About 15 feet. Yep.
Yeah. What's going to be torn down?
I'm more concerned about the water retention and with soil and water than.
Yeah, but I know that slopes downhill there.
That's.
You know.
In the ditch.
Sure, it runs in the ditch.
You want to?
Yeah.
Hey, the question I had, okay, this is the ditch, and it goes down here. Where does that water go?
There is a.
There's a house.
Well,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But there's a drain here.
Yeah.
When you come in.
And where does that drains to the lake, doesn't it?
I don't see how it can drain to the lake, though. But that's I'm not the smart.
No, I'm just asking the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I can't give you an answer
So, but you're going to slope it back to the toward the ditch, the water runoff from the parking
lot. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to go back to. I am going to make a motion that we approve.
Okay.
The addition, with the stipulation that the property owner worked with Becker County Soil and Water to come up with a storm water retention program to try and keep
comprehensive.
Comprehensive plan to keep the water as much as possible on the property. Based on the finding of facts, I think it does fit the area and the locality. And we're basically adding on a modest addition, and I don't think it will alter that area in any way.
No.
Okay. I'll second that.
Second, Mike. Okay. I think we've discussed. Any other discussion or comments on the? Okay. Hearing none. All in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? Okay. That carries. Good luck.
Thank you.
You want your?
Yeah, I can take them back. You guys want them?
Yeah. No, you're good. Check it out when it's done.
Okay, thank you.
Motion to adjourn, Roger.
Yep, motion to adjourn, Mike.
Okay. I'll
second. Meeting adjourned.
Well, we hope it's fun.
How are we sitting for the month of September?
I have no idea.
No idea.